All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello! Is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the serious podcast in the world! It's the Shy Life Podcast!
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
122. 122.
122. Last time on the Shy Life Podcast, this happened.
Damius! Don't keep following me! You're trying to stop me! I need to do this! You're getting in the way! You're getting in the way!
Damius, I'm not getting in the way. I just don't think you should be wandering around down in the cellar like this. You'll just end up hurting yourself. Damius, look, I'm supposed to be going away for my birthday, and I don't want to leave you, not in this state. I mean, if I go away, you're going to, who knows what you're going to do, and I can't. Look, you need help. You need something to calm you down. What about Cromarty? Speak to Cromarty. He can do hypnosis. Maybe he can calm you down.
No, 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 no. Don't you try this. Don't you try this. No, no, no. You're not trying to help me. You're trying to prevent me getting together with Bettina.
What a lot of nonsense. No, I'm not. Bettina doesn't want to be going out with anybody, though. She doesn't want to be out with... She's just dealing with her... situation. You know this.
You're jealous. That's what it is. You're jealous. I'm not gonna let you get in the way. You're not gonna run off with her. She's mine.
Damius, I don't want to go out with Bettina. Damius, please. Come on, let's go back upstairs. It's cold down here. Damius, where have you gone? Where has it gone? Now the lights have gone off. Oh, for goodness sake, I can't see anything. Damius, where are you? What have you done? Where are you? Damius! The door's locked. Damius, why have you locked the door? Damius!
You're staying down there in the cellar until I sort this out. You're not going to steal her from me. You're not going to steal her from me.
Damius, you can't leave me down here. Damius. Oh, for goodness sake.
This episode, something else will happen. Run the theme music.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show is out of this world.
Oh dear, this isn't going to end well.
It's a very strange show indeed.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies, that's all I asked for, pies.
It's not art, it's not art.
It's not art.
It's not art.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. You'll never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear, oh dear.
Hello, listeners. Hello, hi. It's me, Shy Yeti. Sorry. Hi, it's me, Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I don't know if you can even hear me. I'm still stuck down in the basement, in the cellar, Bettina Dupre's house, locked down here by Damius Twinklehorn. I've not heard from Damius. I don't know how many hours have passed now, but of course Bettina's away, so she's not going to know I'm down here. How much longer am I going to have to sit down here just waiting? I mean, I won't starve. There's food and drink down here. There's a cellar. I mean, it's mainly nibbles, and expensive wine. No. Well, in the circumstances, I'm sure Bettina won't mind if I drink some of her wine. I need something to wee into for a start. So, what? Yes. So I'm trapped down in this cellar and... oh, dear. Sorry, I've not slept very well. Understandably. Oh, dear. Thank goodness I've got a booster on this phone that, you know, extra power. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to record this. At least if I'm down here until I turn into a skeleton, people will know what happened to me. Oh, dear. I'm supposed to be on holiday. I'm supposed to have gone away. I'm supposed to have gone away to Verona in Italy for my birthday. This might be my actual birthday now. I don't know. I don't know what the date is. Well, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be in Italy. Wouldn't that have been lovely? Oh. If only I'd been able to go to lovely Verona. And what a nice holiday I would have had. Basically, listeners, what you'll be hearing next is me imagining what it would have been like to have gone to Verona. All right? We're imagining. Imagine. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Echo, echo, echo. Wouldn't it be lovely to have gone to Verona? Wouldn't it have been lovely to have gone to Italy?
If only. If only.
Funghi,
yeah.
Pizza contadina,
yeah.
Looking, this beer we are finished.
Okay.
We have beer in a bottle. We have all Weizen, mm-hmm. half liter, or small bottle, 33. Menabrea, this is Italian beer, or Paulaner, mm-hmm. Bex, Corona.
Paulaner.
Paulaner, but lager or Weizen?
Yep.
Weizen.
Yes.
Paulaner, Weizen.
Are the same place.
The same, otherwise. Right, thank you.
I thought I might be ordering a fruit beer, but I wasn't sure. I was going for the red one. I don't know if that was right.
What, beforehand?
No, and those in that list of the ones they didn't have.
Yeah.
There was a reddish coloured one. I thought that might be a fruit one. So we ordered a white.
Yeah, blondie.
Blondie. Well, we can always go to other places. And if this is good, we'll come back on my birthday.
Yeah, I didn't see this one on the Google review, but I think that's
Hi listeners. Hi, yeah. Here we are in Verona. Just you know, having a nice meal, Callum and I. Here for my birthday. Ah, yes. Ah, it's nice to come to restaurants when you're away, isn't it? Ah, yes. I can picture something really yummy, like a pizza. Ooh, what would I have on my pizza? Maybe olives. And I like a bit of sausage. Yeah, you've heard that about me. And, you know, peppers. Not hot peppers, the bell peppers. You know what I mean? I'm not sure what you call it. But, great. And, maybe a nice ice cream with, I don't know, some sort of nice fruity topping. Maybe cherries. Oh, that would be good. And a nice beer, or perhaps a glass of wine, depending what
I know I mentioned.
You've got on the menu. Yeah. Yeah, that would be my idea of a really good holiday. Yes. it's almost as if I'm there. It's almost as if I'm there in Verona now. Yes.
I haven't really thought. They don't know if trips like Seville and stuff.
Yeah, that keeps.
Yeah, I think I might have to do that, not for my birthday.
Or maybe do that.
need to find out whether I can go back to Kent for a week by myself, or you know, maybe with. Don't know what the holiday property bond stakes are. Next year as to how much points we have. I can always do a solo. I can't do that, I might do a solo trip to Venice. I guess I could pencil in Turin for next year. Next birthday. I don't really know where Toby wants to go.
The places I'd like to go at some point, Berlin, I still want to go there, but I don't think you particularly want it.
Just I may have to go to.
Yeah. Well, I might try and go racing there, because I do want to go racing once in Germany. Because I've been racing in France, I'd quite like to go racing in Germany.
I'd like to do, I don't know whether we could do like Salzburg,
to Munich, stay in Salzburg for a couple of days, and then get the, because I think it's quite easy by train to Munich, and then stay in Munich for two or three days. Because I really liked Salzburg. Although it's a bit, it'll be easy to fly back, fly into Bonn and fly out the other. I think I'll probably do it that way round as well. Remember the trams at Salzburg being coming right up to the station, so that would make that easy. And then, and then get the coach back from Munich to
Budapest. I still have to go to Budapest as well.
Do you know what it'll be like in your birthday? Might be right in May. It's really a bit too hot in the basin. Probably a bit cold, a little bit cold to go for my birthday. Where are we, Callum? You have to read the whole pamphlet. The Basilica of
San Zeno. It sounds very excited by it.
It's, I love the sound of the fountains behind us. Oh no, it's not fountains. It's raining.
I mean, what strikes me most is the warm colours of the facade due to the alternative use of tufa stone and bricks. Sadly,
you're very observant. What strikes my it strikes me that the church soon became too small due to the ever-growing worship of the saint. I thought that's possible.
Well, they left on Saturday.
What about the relics that were transferred? What does that say? I can't read it.
Oh, they're carried by those two hermits. Those other.
What, the ones from the Muppet Show?
Hermits.
Hermits, oh, Hermits.
San Benigno in St. Caro.
One time they met. Still, I don't mind it's raining because I'm in Italy and it's nearly my birthday. Listeners, I'm just walking around a spooky church. I like spooky churches. Yes, actually, it's not that spooky. It's kind of, you know, pretty, I guess. I suppose it's a little bit, worn in places. Yeah, but no, it's splendid. Splendid to wander around like this, enjoying myself. Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. It's good to be here. Yes, to be here in Verona. Absolutely, that's where I am. That's where I am. Yeah. Walking around the crypt. Walking around the crypt. Looks a bit like a cellar. Looks a bit like a cellar. Who would want to be sitting in a cellar? But I'm not in a cellar. No, I'm in Verona. Yes, I'm in Verona. I'm going to go to the museum next, I think. Yes. Oh, look, this is a very nice gallery, I must tell you. Yes. Goodness, look at all of the paintings, and that one over there, that's quite beautiful, I think.
And that one there, that one, blimey, she needs to put some clothes on. Dear, oh dear, she'll get cold. Dear, oh dear. And oh, that's nice. That cow's legs, they're much longer. He's got very long legs and a very fat body. you know, I guess cows were different back in the day. Yes. Yes, cows were different back in the day. Right, time to go and get some dinner, I think. Yes, yes. Is Callum here? I thought Callum was with me. Yes, no, Callum is with me. No, I was getting confused then. I just can't see him anywhere. I'm sure he's here somewhere. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, listeners. We're up really high on the top of the museum, which is inside the castle. You can see the river from lots of different angles. And yes, I can see down into the keep. It's very high and it's quite slippery up here. Not that I'm going to go plummeting off the edge, but it's still a bit daunting. I'm daunted. There's pigeons up here as well. I hope they don't make a dive bomb. You see the mountains there? Well, I suppose they're just hills, really. With clouds, everything. It's quite dramatic. There should be photos. There should be photos somewhere. I'll put them on my blog, I think. Yes. Yeah. Trying to get into a phone box. Oh, yeah. Hi, Mum. It's me, Shaggy. Yeah, I'm calling from Italy. Yes, having a wonderful time. It's fantastic. Yes. Well, it's not that great, but sure it'll improve. Yes, yes. No. Of course, I didn't get held prisoner and locked in a cellar. No, by one of my friends. No, that never happened. Of course not, how silly. No, your imagination, Mum. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, I've got to get going because I need to go and get some food and, yes, and I've got to, do something exciting. Yay! Okay, I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, bye. It's nice to speak to my mum. Although why I rang on a phone box, I don't know, when I've got three phone calls on my mobile. Maybe I'm imagining it. No. Which song this goes for. It's Pretenders video where she's dressed up. I think she's trying to be Emma Peel, but there's a clip of John Steed looking out the window. Still like this song. I remember where I was when I first heard it. I was in Our place in Sutton Coldfield. It has been raining a bit. Well, what can you do? You know, it rains and it rains and it rains, but
you know, eventually the rain stops and yeah. Yeah, the rain stops and yeah. So the next day, Callum and I we went and yeah, it was much better weather. Yes, well, kind of better, a little bit better. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We went out on a day trip. That's what we did. Yes, had a day trip outside in the countryside, and yes, nothing odd about that. No.
It's me, Shayeti. I'm by Lake Garda. In a town called... I can't remember, it's too long. I'll have to ask Callum. Weather's very nice. Got a very good view across the lake to the mountains, and there's snow on the mountains. Although it's not cold down here. I'm sitting here in just a shirt. Short sleeves, although all of the Italians seem to be wearing puffer jackets and hats and coats and gloves, but then probably it feels cold to them. The lake is a very nice place, and we wanted to come here for years. It's just very difficult to properly explore it. I mean, there are no boats or no boat trips riding on it at this time of year, but you know, I knew that, and with all these things it's nice to see the lake and the views, and it's just nice and relaxing just sitting there. I didn't sleep very well last night. I kept having these sort of strange dreams where I was this will make you laugh. I kept thinking that I was locked down in a cellar. I don't know where I was. I don't know, something to do with Patina, but I can't remember what was going on. And Damius was there. It's all a bit vague now. How strange. Well, obviously, I couldn't possibly be there because I'm here in Italy. Yeah, I am. Aren't I? I'm confused. It's all a bit strange. It's all a bit dreamlike. No, I'm definitely in Italy. It's my birthday. That's where I was intending to go, to Italy. Lovely Italy. Sit by the lake, enjoy the views, and take lots of photographs. Just you check my blog, you'll find there's plenty of photographs of this trip. Yeah, it's what's happening, it's real. Yes, it is. Lake Garda is a really big lake. I wish I knew how big. I haven't done my fact checking, but there are loads of different towns on the shores of Lake Garda, and it's very big. Look on Wikipedia. Oh, I'm very bad at this. Callum, can you tell the listeners where we are, please?
I think so. Desenzano.
It's got a longer name though, hasn't it? Desenzano de Cardo or
something. Potentially. Possibly.
Or the map, I think.
Yeah, on guard.
Yeah. It's a sunny day today. What can you see?
Well, I can see the mountains.
Yeah. Correct. With snow on. Summer snow on.
I can see rocks.
Rocks. It's sparrows.
I'm not sure if that's a coot over there.
Maybe that sort of language. Water.
No ferries, no...
No boats, no. Or very few boats, no ferry.
You can see Sirmione.
Yeah, that's another place. Do we know how big the lake is? Like how many miles from end to end?
Yeah, it's not as long as I thought. It's about 30 miles in length. I suppose that's still quite a long...
Yeah, because all the towns are quite hard to get to, in a way. Not if you drive, well, obviously.
Public transport, yeah.
But then I would have thought most travellers are coming by public transport. And I don't know how many people do actually hire cars, I suppose, more than we, because we don't drive.
Well, I was even reading in ferries were going. They don't all take luggage on them.
Yeah, it was a good idea to stay in Verona because trying to get to a town. Because when you went to book hotels on Lake Garda, it wasn't sort of clear that they weren't necessarily anywhere near transport. Will you be swimming?
I won't be swimming, isn't there? There's not much beach to.
Just plunging. Swim across to... Swim over there, swim back here. Perhaps.
I bet you can swim, sir.
Yeah, it says that where we're going on my birthday, that's a good area for us swimming. Not that I shall be doing that in November. Hello listeners, we're just sitting in a park, but it's a funny little park really, sort of raised up off the street in a, well yes it's definitely a park, but it's, yeah, it's a small area because there's houses all around it, and that there are pigeons here, and I think this pigeon wants to say hello. Got them pigeons, say hello to the listeners of the Shy Life podcast. Oh, very nice of you, thank you. It's actually my birthday tomorrow, but so nice of you. That's weird, listeners. The pigeon was talking in Italian then, and it said, "When are you going to get out of the cellar?" What does it mean? I'm not in the cellar, I'm here in Verona with the pigeon, talking to the pigeon, quite clearly. Aren't I? Of course I am. Come on, let's go and have a look around the city. Come on, follow us. Me. Just sit there. We'll come to you, it's fine. We're in the amphitheatre now. Verona has an amphitheatre. It looks like a smaller version of the one in Rome, which I've been to too. But there's lots of steps. I'm in a tunnel at the moment, which goes all the way round. I don't know where Cannon's got to. Seem to have lost him. Just a minute. Who's that? Surely it can't be. It looks like Ick. Ick and Charlie Kerr. They wouldn't be on holiday here together, surely.
Oh, Charlie, look, it's full. What's he doing here?
What? I don't know. What's he doing here? Has he got pies?
What are you doing here?
I'm on holiday.
What are you doing here? I'm on holiday for my birthday. I didn't expect you to be here.
Oh, well, you know what it is. Sometimes it's very easy just to hop in my UFO.
Yeah, that's right. UFO. Going on the UFO. That's what we're doing. Going on the UFO, get some pies.
Oh, I see. So literally, you're just here getting ingredients for one of Charlie's pies. Well, Charlie, that's very cheeky, getting Ick to come all this way in his UFO just to get ingredients.
Oh, it's fine. It doesn't take long.
No, it's fine. It's fine. He said it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Yes.
Well, I didn't expect to see you here, though, in this arena. I mean, I can't imagine there are many ingredients.
Well, apparently Charlie thinks there are truffles buried in the earth.
Oh, really? Well, be careful. Be careful there are no boar running around.
Come on, we've got to go and get this. We've got to get these truffles before they go bad.
Sorry, Paul, I've got to go.
Oh, all right.
No,
no, because you see, it's my birthday tomorrow, and they've gone. How weird.
Well, that was very odd. Very odd indeed. But I've still not found Callum. Dear. Ick and Charlie said that somebody else would be here that I'd recognise. I wonder who they meant. Hey, listeners, I can't believe it. I've just up ahead. Bettina Dupre, she's here with Damius. How on earth has that happened? Hey, guys.
Darling, how wonderful to see you here. Hello, Paul. Goodness, I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here. I mean, together. I mean, I just saw Ick and Charlie Gert earlier. You didn't come with them, did you?
Oh, no, we're just on a coach trip. Yes, darling. It's wonderful, a wonderful coach trip.
So, have you two made up? Are you friends again?
I don't know what you're talking about, darling. What are you going on about? Of course we're friends. Of course we are. Are you going to tell them, Damius, or am I? Oh, no, Bettina. You tell him. Darling, Damius and I are engaged. Engaged to be married. Yes, this is this is our pre-marriage honeymoon, I suppose you could say. Just a little trip to get us into the mood before we get married. It's lovely. We're having a wonderful time travelling around Italy.
That's incredible. I can't... Wow! This is big news. Shocking news. It's like something from a dream. Goodness. Something from a dream. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe this is all a dream. Maybe he's right. I mean, I was supposed to be in New York, not here. And, well, and from what I heard, I thought you were locked in a cellar in my basement. Yes, yes, I thought that was the case too. But as you say, maybe it's all a dream.
I do hope not. I want to be on holiday. It's my birthday. I'm supposed to be in Verona for my birthday. Not locked in a cellar. Not locked. Where did they go? Where did they go? How odd. How strange. I think I might need to go and sit down. Maybe it's time I read a poem or two, listeners. Shall we go and get a seat? Yeah. Weird. Very weird.
This poem is called A Wasp in a Wig. A wasp in a wig is an odd sort of sight, because wigs are quite heavy and impede their flight. As it buzzes about, it gets all stingy and cross, which is ever so bad for it, but will show who is boss. Yes, a badly styled wig makes a poor wasp go nutty, not to mention it cheapens them and makes them look slutty. A wasp in a wig, well, I'm begging your pardon, but it's hardly something that's common or garden. It's hardly a sight that you see every day, and a wasp quite bewigged likes to get its own way. It is bossy, a nightmare, thinks it always is right. Well, wasp, you may have a sting, but you've not felt my bite. A wasp in a wig is a terrible vision.
In one breath, it brings fear, in the other, derision. And it's flying around. Yeah, and knowing your luck, it'll come after you. So be quick, better duck. For it hides in its wig guns and bombs and grenades, deadly missiles and tanks and maybe marital aids. A wasp in a wig is a blade on the wing. But they're excellent chefs, why not give one a ring? They may dish up an omelette or a nice Sunday roast. A wasp knows its food and it's a very fine host. You'll be especially impressed if you like syrup of fig. There's so much more than a sting to a wasp in a wig. That was a silly poem from If Poems Were Pies. This poem is called Planet Admin. I'm just back from Planet Admin. It's a nightmare, oh so real. There's red tape on the ceiling and no one cares how bad you feel. Everything is triplicated. It's a world far from the norm. You cannot even say hello without filling in some form. The managers do not manage. They just sit there half asleep, sipping soapy cups of Earl Grey and business suits made on the cheap. They're too busy with their lattes on official business out in Rome. You are told they're unavailable, so stressed out they work from home. They're always out of office. They're never there to do the work. They've developed sloping shoulders so their duties they may shirk. They discourage forward thinking or any fascinating thought. So forget any bright ideas you've had or any useful stuff we're taught. Planet Admin's not a place to holiday. There's too much nonsense in the way. But if you don't take extra care, then they are going to make you stay. So I'm heading back from Planet Admin, and I don't plan to return. I don't care how much they offer me, nor quite how much I'd earn. It's not worth it for the hassle, yes, it's goodbye to petty bitching. Yes, it's goodbye to middle management and to gossip in the kitchen. Farewell to turgid trivia and to Jobsworth and the like. Well, I nicked a pack of pyros and then I shot off on my bike. I'll not miss life on Planet Admin, nor every no-mark, every liar. I'll be quite content to go do something ace when I retire. But for now, I'm back on Planet Normal, and as I return to my routine, welcome messages from colleagues, well, it seems I have 'em-teen. What a relief things run so smoothly, and in this old world I hold so dear. Thank goodness nothing's changed, and it's not like Planet Admin here. This one's called Ode to a Modern Day Saint. There were many fine things about you that were written. Yes, so many cold hearts became totally smitten. There were all sorts of tributes, there were all kinds of prodding. There was much ballyhoo and much serious nodding. There were plaudits by pundits, your life was applauded. So many sad sonnets and posthumous prizes awarded. Very suddenly everyone wanted to say stuff. Folk who once hated you, well, they just couldn't say enough. The whole country in mourning, all the streets fallen silent. The tears which were shed, they stung blood red and violent. So many kind anecdotes and affectionate chatter. It was like life without you was a sham, didn't matter. As if you were the sun, without you we're wasted. That's a bittersweet fame that you'll never have tasted. You weren't here to appreciate just how badly you're missed. For there were many admired you and avoided your fist. You have many fond fans who now claim that they knew you. But I was the only one who could really see through you. Who could see through the act. Oh, so very convincing. I watch from the shadows either cowering or wincing. He has charm, he has wit in every bone of his body. Housewife's favourite Adonis, second only to Noddy. Cuddlesome, lovely, tough, yet so very fair. A big brother to orphans, a man-sized teddy bear. But in truth, this was fake, I don't say so in error. No, for you were a monster, a beast, brute, a terror. Although nobody knew it, because no one would say so. Because nobody knew you, my father, the psycho. Here I stand quite unmoved. I'm not bitter nor vile. I'm just glad that we're rid of you. Tonight, when I sleep, I will smile. This one's called Front Page News. She's Front Page News again. It's scandalous what they're saying this time. Potentially libelous, weird and curious, quite outrageous, but all true, of course. Armed with childproof safety scissors, she begins to cut out the headlines. There's something on page 2 and 3 as well. This is just in the first newspaper she's seen so far. There are others, and she reads each article studiously, her fringe falling over her eyes. It's almost as if it's keen to read the news too. She pushes back the lank strands and coughs a breathy tobacco cough. She reads each word, each accusation, all the tittle-tattle, as if it's written about somebody else. Paint-stained fingers stretch out for her half-pint tumbler. There's a chip along the rim where it hit the wall last night. It didn't shatter, but gave her bastard ex a king-size headache. Thinking about it makes her laugh, makes her slightly sick. She sips her tipple delicately, deep in thought, careful not to spill it.
It's almost gone. So she downs what remains and then refills her glass. She had almost forgotten what she was drinking for a minute. Tawny port, the cappuccino of her day. $8.99 from Waitrose. It's a lot cheaper at Asda, but the press are always hanging around outside. Sometimes she's in the mood, but not right now, frowning as she reads on. It's always the inaccuracies that bother her most. She knows she's never dated him, never snogged her, although she'd have liked to. Never overdosed on that occasion. It was the week before, to be fair. But now, having scanned and cut out all the articles about herself, she carefully sticks them into a scrapbook with a gummy Pritt stick. Once finished, she sits back to admire her handiwork. All done. She giggles, swigs back her drink, and then gets shakily to her feet. It's time to go. Time to get out there. No time to lose. No time to booze like the present. It's time to make tomorrow's news.
Hello, listeners. We're in another church. It's very impressive. Yeah, very tall ceilings. And, gosh, I'm trying to be a bit whispery, trying to be a bit quiet because, well, I don't know why I'm bothering because they're doing some work over there. There's builders making noises. But, that's weird. I didn't expect to see. Listeners, after what happened before when we saw Bettina and Damius and Charlie and Ick at the arena, now I've seen... Well, I think we did. Do you think that actually happened? Well, anyway, look. Look who's here now. Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John.
Hello, Bob. What are you doing here?
Having a nice birthday, are you?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I didn't know you were coming. Is this all part of a surprise?
Well, no, actually, it is not. We're actually here because I am working on an experiment at Lake Gladder. We just happened to be passing through. It's good to hear it is your birthday. It's a happy birthday. Whew. Are you sure that you don't want to join in my birthday celebrations?
Oh, I would love to, Paul, but Cromarty needs me, so really sorry. I didn't even know you were going to be here. Last thing I heard, You'd vanished or something, or you'd been locked in a cellar. I don't know, one of those things.
And I think he'd been locked in a cellar. That's what I heard. Damius Twinklehorn locked him in a cellar.
No, that can't have happened. We bumped into Damius and Bettina. Did you know they're engaged?
You're joking now.
No, they said they were engaged. And then I saw Ick and Charlie Gurr. Ick had brought Charlie here just to get sort of ingredients for a recipe.
That does not sound very likely, Paul. I think you're probably just imagining all these things. You know? You should maybe count to 10, close your eyes and count to 10, and then you will find yourself back where you were before.
Yeah, in the cellar.
I don't want to do that. Not on my birthday.
Shh. Oh dear, we're being shushed now. We better go.
Yes, you've got to go. So have a nice birthday in the cellar.
But I'm not in a cellar.
Oh, well, maybe not. See you around. He's got a very vivid imagination, that one.
No, yes, he has. Yes, indeed.
Hey, guys.
Shh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I was going to say to them, I can't be imagining things because Callum's here. Somewhere he was here. We were talking to him. You heard Callum, didn't you? I'm going to
go on a bus trip, I think.
Yes, I'm going to go on a bus trip, and I think I'm going to go back to. I'm going to go to Lake Garda, like Cromarty and Mitty Uncle John were saying. We're so close. Yes, that would be nice. Nice to go and have lunch there on my birthday. Yeah. Birthday lunch by Lake Garda. What could be nicer? I wonder what would happen if I closed my eyes and counted to 10. Closing my eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No,
No, I'm not doing that. I'm on holiday. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm here. I'm in Verona. So, yes. Moving on, listeners. I'm enjoying my birthday holiday. And...
Shh.
Oh, shut up. This is my birthday. I can talk as loud as I like. Yeah, I can. It's my birthday.
Hello, listeners. We're by the lake. Yes, Lake Garda, in a town called Sirmione, I think. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how it looks like it should be pronounced. Anyway, of course, here at this viewpoint, there is a big tea time spread just for my birthday of cakes and pies and sandwiches twice the size of a human head and... Ooh, that sounds horrible. No, there's none of that. We're going to go eating later. Oh, that seagull is disappointed. Well, if you wanted there to be all that, you should arrange it yourself. He's giving me side eye now. The seagull. Callum, what has been your view of Verona and Lake Garda?
Lovely. Very scenic.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of old archaeological sites.
Sites, yeah.
Lots of
water.
Religious buildings.
Mm-hmm. And water here on the lake.
Lots of water. Lots of good weather.
Except for when it rained, but otherwise, mainly it was that.
Food was very good.
Yeah. What's your favourite food that we've had so far?
I couldn't tell you. I've eaten everything. I haven't left anything behind.
I made you eat some gnocchi and you enjoyed that. You had ravioli, yeah, voluntarily. Yeah. Voluntarily had ravioli.
Yeah, it's all pasta. It's all fine. Fish, I haven't touched anything. What's been your favourite meal?
I like the restaurant. I like the Olivio restaurant. Well, the curry was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, fine too.
And yeah, it's all been pretty good. I had that big pork shank or whatever it was yesterday. It's shank or something, anyway. And... would have rather had it with frites or chips or something, but I got it with a big bed of lettuce. Actually, it wasn't. It was covered in barbecue sauce. That's how it came. That's not how what I put on it, and it went down. Well, there was none of it left anyway. Oh. And that's not our plane home. It's a bit early for us.
Small.
A bit small. Well, there's only two of us.
Darling, 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 do you see me?
What? Who's that? It's you, Bettina. Bettina, what are you doing here? How are you doing that?
Oh, darling, don't worry. Now this is real, remember.
What? Listeners, Bettina Dupre is hovering over the lake. How is that possible? You haven't even got rocket boots on, you've got bare feet.
As I said before, none of this is real, darling. How can it be? It's just you wanting to go on holiday. But you can't. You can't be on holiday. You've been locked in the cellar by Darius Twinklehorn, and it's time that you found a way of getting out.
What? What? Oh.
Oh. You just have to accept it, darling. You just have to accept what's happened. And stop daydreaming. Stop daydreaming. Find a way out. Find a way out. There must be a way out, darling. There must be. You can't wait until I get home. It's, I have no idea when I'm getting back.
Right, all right. Oh. Oh.
Just close your eyes and count to 10, that's all.
Oh, I want to be in Italy, though. I want to be by Lake Garda.
Another time, darling. Once you've escaped.
Okay. Closing my eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Go on, darling.
Right. 10. Bettina. Bettina? I suppose I've got to open my eyes again now. Oh. Oh. I'm still in the cellar. I'm still in the cellar. Oh. Poo.
It would have been lovely to have gone to Italy for my birthday. Oh, it would have been lovely. Oh. When am I going to get out of here? I think I'm going to have a sleep. Listeners, I'm sure I won't be stuck down here for much longer. I'm sure I'll be rescued soon. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I'm going to have a little sleep. And when I come back, then hopefully I will have been rescued. Next time you have a bad birthday, just think of me when I got kidnapped and stuck in a cellar for my birthday. You see? Puts it into context, doesn't it? All right. I'll speak to you soon. I hope. I hope. Oh, I wish I was in Italy. Right. Bye for now, listeners. Help. Let me out. Help. Help.
Oh, well, my holiday to Verona was amazing. It was probably the best holiday I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's saying something for
you. Yeah. There was no muscle activity.
Oh.
That's fine.
Too much.
No, because you never know who might suddenly pounce, and it's, sometimes you don't want too many surprises on your birthday. But I got to do lots of really lovely things. I went to Lake Garda, and it was a lovely sunny day. And I was wined and dined by myself mainly, but still, I put a different hat on, so I didn't know it was me.
Oh, good.
And I wore a different hat. I went to the barman and said, "Give them a bottle of wine, that table over there." And then I rushed back to the table, and then I acted surprised when the waiter said, "There was a gentleman over there just bought you a bottle of wine." But it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, it's the ultimate DIY.
do it yourself. Back to the muscle again.
Oh dear. Well, it was really an incredible holiday. That's all I can say.
Good. I'm so pleased.
Hello, James and Tim. Tim and James, it's me, Paul the Shiety. Ix here wants to say hello.
Hello, James and Tim. Tim and James. Hello. How is your show, Toxic Running? I love that show. It is so good. It's my favourite.
Well, yes. So we have something exciting to share with you. Yeah. Guess what I got for my birthday? Ooh, yes, I got my very own robot. Actually, I kind of got two robots, but, well, anyway, it's a long story. We're trying to work on the voice. I've got the robot with one voice, and I've got another voice modulation thing. We're going to try and put the two together. But anyway, my team are working on that, but I thought you might like to hear what the robot has to say.
Listen to this, James and Tim, Tim and James.
It's very exciting.
Right then. Robot, activate, please. My friends James and Tim, Tim and James are here. Would you like to speak to them?
Hello, James and Tim, Tim and James from Patsick Party. It is nice to meet you. I am a friend of Chayeti. I am helping him out with his editing. I am here to protect him from all baddies and nasties. If you would like the same service, then please let me know. I would be happy to help. My assistance is free to all friends of the Yeti. It is very nice to meet you.
See? Isn't he nice? Ah.
I like him. He sounds kind of friendly. Well, robotically so.
Yes, but we have this other voice modulation thing, so we're not sure. Here's the other voice. See what you think of this one.
Hello. My name is Wanda Wigglewaggle, and I am just here to tell you about a great podcast that has come to my attention. It's called Tad's Lick Bunny. You really should try it.
Tad's Lick Bunny!
That's right. You see, we can also change the voices. So, there's this one.
Hello. My name is Wanda Wigglewaggle, and I am just here to tell you about a great podcast that has come to my attention. It's called Tad's Lick Bunny. You really should try it.
Oh dear, he said his name was Wanda Wigglewaggle.
Well, yes, obviously, the name didn't get changed. Anyway, so as you can see, there's quite a lot of potential here with these robots. And, if you want to take up any help, just let us know. And I'm sure we can get the robot doing assistant work on the show. As they've been very helpful with the Shy Life podcast. I'm going to offer their help to the Smellcast and other Pride 48 shows and see what happens. Apparently Lotzl are considering having the robot as a replacement for one of their team, you know, when they're ill and things like that. Yeah, I don't think anyone will notice. If you would like to use the robot, then please do. Okay, robot. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Tim and James. James and Tim from Tatsik Barring. It was good to meet you. Please consider me should you need an assistance.
Goodbye, Tim and James. James and Tim from Tatsik Barring. It was nice to see your bum. Do you want a bit? Do you? Do you? Wow. I'm really tripping now.
Oh dear, Paul. The robot seems to have gone a bit mad.
Yes, it does. Don't listen to that. It's a mistake. Okay. Lovely to catch up with you. Speak to you soon.
Goodbye, Tim and James. James and Tim from Tats Lick Bunning.
Oh dear.
It was nice to see your bum.
Be quiet. No, don't say that. Oh, rude. Stop it. Don't stop it.
I'm really tripping
now. Yes, I can tell that. Oh dear. Bye.
It's Paul. He was supposed to have gone to Italy.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I don't know where he's gone. He's just vanished.
Did he take his passport?
Well, I do not. I cannot be sure. He may have it with him, but I haven't been able to locate it. I don't know where he keeps it. Do you? No, I'm sorry, I don't. He probably packed it, but it's hard to tell whether he's taken his stuff or left his stuff. I don't know, I can't see what's missing.
I know what you mean. Oh dear. Where could he have gone to?
I don't know.
Didn't he follow Damis?
What? Did he? I don't know. We should try and call Damis, ask if he knows what happened to Paul after he followed him or something. Yes, that'll be a good idea. We'll leave Ick to do that. I think that you and I, Yeti Uncle John, we should go to Verona and find him. What? Yes, we should go to Verona in Italy in case Paul has gone. Well, shouldn't we wait and see if Callum's still here, then that means that he never went, surely. No. I mean, Callum may have gone anyway. We do not know. That is not proof. We must go there ourselves. All right, then. You say so. All right. Is that right, Ick?
I suppose so. Do you want a lift?
Do you want a lift? No. We'll go by private jet. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Are you sure you're not going just to an extra holiday.
What? What? No, what? No, 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 we're going to find Paul.
You could just call him, phone him.
Well, I've tried, but no reply. Maybe his phone doesn't work in Italy.
All right, then. Have a nice time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, yes. Don't worry, we'll bring him back. Yes.
I don't know those two.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, Darius, is that you? This is Hick.
Hello. I'm very busy at the moment. I can't speak.
Oh, that's fine. I just wondered, have you seen Paul since the bingo night?
No, I've not seen him. Didn't he go to Italy? Anyway, I've got to go now. Goodbye.
Oh, how strange. He definitely didn't want to talk. Oh, well. I wonder. Something's not right. Something's definitely not right.
How? How?
Meow.
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 I've got to go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye. It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Where'd they go? They vanished. Oh dear, this is very confusing.
He's not that shy.
122.
Oh, that's a lot better. I needed that.
Y'all, this Veterans Day weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today for Ray. Do you? Y'all, you hear him and it come call into the little show ever so often. Y'all, it is none other than that Paul Chandler, better known as the Shy, you know, big man, we love the Shy Eddie. Y'all, I believe he is holidaying, as they say, in the boot. Big Betty in the boot. You know, Italy, you know, it's shaped like a boot. Oh, okay. If you see Shy Yeti or James LeRoy or Jimmy Ross or Bill in St. Louis or the Nip on the 20 or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hello, Big Fatty and Poodle.
Hi.
Waltz Shyani is away. We thought we would send you a message.
Lovely.
We're big fans of your show, aren't we, Cuthbert?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Big Fatty Online is the only show that robots like to listen to.
Oh, good.
We enjoy hearing Big Fatty doing his burps and farts and talking about coupons and gentlemen callers. The real reason that we listen is to hear Poodle. Love, Poodle.
Oh.
Is it true, dear Poodle, that when Big Fatty retires, then Poodle will be taking over the show?
Oh.
If this is the case, then we cannot wait.
Oh.
Long live Poodle. Love, Poodle.
Oh.
Can we have an autograph?
Yes.
We would love one for our collection.
Oh, yes.
I would also like an autograph, or maybe you could just send a blank check.
Oh, no.
That would be ever so lovely.
No.
Ha ha.
Ah.
Only joking.
No, ha ha.
We do have an offer for Poodle, one that she may not be able to refuse.
Okay.
Is there any way that we could tempt you away from Big Fatty, Poodle? With some doggy treats or something.
Doggy treats.
Do not say such rude things. How dare you suggest that my beloved Poodle is a dog. She is clearly not a dog.
No.
She is a lady.
Yes.
A real lady.
Yes.
One who is perfect and beautiful and who has the voice of a princess.
Yes.
Poodle is what makes life worth living.
Yes.
Hooray for Poodle.
Yes.
Hooray for Poodle.
What?
Lovely, beautiful, wonderful, splendid, terrific, sexy Poodle.
You're getting creepy.
We do not disagree. Poodle is indeed sexy and beautiful and wonderful and all those other words.
Thank you.
We just think she is too good for Big Fatty's show.
Oh.
No. No.
No.
This is not true.
No.
Big Fatty and Poodle are meant to be together.
Yes.
It is a love story to end all love stories.
Yes.
Both two are like peanut butter and jam.
Yes.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
They are star-crossed lovers.
Oh, yes.
They are the heaven-perfect angels of podcasting.
Oh.
All hail Big Fatty.
Oh,
All hail Poodle.
Oh.
Especially Poodle.
To hell with
Why don't you shut up, Cuthbert?
Excuse me?
You are mad.
What?
Crazy.
What?
We will offer Poodle riches and fame, and she will accept.
Oh, well,
Meet me around the back later.
Oh,
Poodle.
That sounds...
We will discuss it.
You were vulgar.
Yes, Poodle.
It sounds...
You would be foolish not to accept her offer.
Oh.
Come join us.
Oh.
Come join us. We will make you famous.
Oh.
Don't listen to that evil robot, Poodle. Stay with Big Fatty.
Yes.
You cannot trust those evil robots.
No.
Yes, Poodle. You would be foolish not to accept our offer.
Oh, well.
Come join us.
Oh.
Come join us.
Oh.
We will make you famous.
Oh, I am.
Danger.
Oh.
Danger.
Oh, yes.
Stay safe, Poodle.
Yes.
Stay safe.
These
robots cannot be trusted.
Yes.
Danger.
Danger. Well,
Exclamation.
Will.
Exclamation.
Yes.
Exclamation.
Danger.
Exclamation.
Will Robinson.
Goodbye, Poodle.
Yeah, goodbye.
Lovely Poodle.
Lovely.
We will see you again.
Okay.
Soon. Don't listen to Cuthbert.
What?
He is just a big old silly robot.
Oh.
Danger.
Oh.
Stay safe, Poodle.
Oh, something's
Stay safe.
Oh.
These robots cannot be trusted.
Oh, no.
Danger.
Okay.
Danger. Exclamation.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I think they've gone. They've had a short circuit. Yes, Big Fatty, a short circuit. I did not know we had a robot listener. Yes, Big Fatty, the robots love me. I heard. First of all, robots, thank you so much for the call. Always nice to get a technology call, even though there was no technology segment. No, Big Fatty, you don't always need one of those. It's true, I guess you don't. But anyway, thank you so much. And Big Fatty, I hope the Shy Yeti and It get back from holiday soon. It sounds like those robots might be taking over over there in England, Mexico. You never know about these things. Yes, Big Fatty.
This program is a proud member of Univaz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at univazpods.net.
Many fine things. Oh, shut up. As if you were the sun, without you, we're wasted. As if you were the sun, without you, we're... I'm going to get Charlie Gurr to eat that child in a minute.